Welcome to the Sherrill and Shirley Show. On Friday, March 15th, I was lucky enough to attend a meeting held by Moms for Liberty Winning Workshop, was what it was called, and it was located at the Hotel Marshfield in Marshfield, Wisconsin. This was an ability for any candidates to attend, and they could learn about meaningful messaging, social media activism, fundraising fundamentals, campaigns and local politics, responding to attacks, dealing with the media, and volunteer recruitment. So if you want to influence local elections, communicate effectively, defend parental rights, this is for you. It was a leadership institute. It was fantastic. And there were a ton of people there, which I was very happy to see. And I got a chance to interview some of the actual candidates that were there in person. So I got a chance to sit down and chat with some of them. One of them actually was from Wisconsin Rapids, where I am from, Jeff Penscover. Jeff is on the Wood County Supervisor Board right now. He is a District 11. And Jeff is also running for city in the city of Wisconsin Rapids. He's running for city alderman in District 4. Please welcome Jeff. I thank you, Jeff, for sitting down with Sherrill, as he was a little bit timid. Jeff did a great job. Okay, we're back at the Sherrill and Shirley Show, and I'm just sitting here talking to Jeff Penscover. He's from Wisconsin Rapids, which is where I am from, and so it was kind of nice to see a friendly face walk in. And Jeff is running for the 4th District Alderman in the city of Wisconsin Rapids, as well as a county supervisor, District 11. And honestly, Jeff's been on there for 2 years, so that he's rerunning. Anybody who puts their name on the ballot gets kudos from me, because I know it's not easy. And we were just talking about that. So I'm going to let Jeff introduce himself and just say a little bit about himself. And he's not real gung-ho about this kind of stuff, but he's practicing. So he's going to learn that this is part of it, and he's doing a good job. He needs to understand that. And then he's going to tell you the events he's going to be at and where he's going to be, because he's going to be out and about and sitting in front of, the Quality Foods, maybe? Or okay, well, I'm going to let him tell you that. Welcome, Jeff. Thank you for sitting down with me for a few minutes.
Kind of a coincidence running into you here. I did not expect to run into you. My name's Jeff Penscover. I've been on the county board for 2 years. I am on the Waterworks and Lighting Commission. I am a commissioner with the power company. I guess I've been on that for about a year and a half now. Kind of a new position. We're a political newcomer. Me and my wife have ran a small business for the last 20 years in Rapids. Kind of a mom and pop type business. We don't like to stick out in the limelight. There's some things we've been seeing in Wisconsin Rapids that's kind of got our attention. We just kind of think there should be a fresh set of eyes and a fresh set of ideas, kind of taking a look at a lot of this stuff.
Well, we know that there's somebody new going to be in the mayor's seat, and so this might make some really big changes for the city, which is a good thing, because we see businesses coming in and we see things happening in Rapids, and it could make a great big huge difference, because the person that has been sitting in that seat, you said, has been in there like 24 years. So someone with new insight, and you've lived there for a long time and you know the area and you know people. So it could be a really good positive for people in Rapids. And I think that's exciting.
Well, we've been a lifelong resident of Wisconsin Rapids. Like I say, we've been a small business owner. There's just some things that we think could be changed up a little bit. And that's all this is about.
Well, tell me like one thing that you think is good that you see that's really good in Rapids, because I see a lot of things. One thing that you see that's really good, and then we'll talk about the maybe something that we can work on, that, you know, we can get the community to work on together.
Well, I'm really excited to see the new businesses coming to Rapids here. The pet store coming to town, being announced the other day. That's a big plus. That's going to be my major goal as an alderman if I win, is we're going to be talking to people. We're going to get some business coming to Rapids. I think that maybe we've been missing some opportunities here, and I'm going to discuss with the department heads a lot of this stuff here. I realize I'm a political newcomer. I'm going to be talking to these people. We're going to catch up real quick. We're going to find out what can be done, what we can do to speed up the process, but we got to get some business to Rapids. I think everybody in Rapids will agree with that. It's kind of been at a standstill, and it's time to look to the future.
It'll certainly help the taxpayers out in every way, and it'll help the city out, and it'll help all the amenities in the city out. So that's a good thing. That's a good, good. What do you see maybe that we could work on a little bit better, that maybe you see differently or something than other people? I don't live in the city, so it's really hard for me. I can't vote for you, but I can at least, you know, see Rapids in a way that other people in Rapids see it too.
Well, I think first of all the department heads are doing a very good job down at City Hall. Their workload is stressful, I'm sure. We got to get them narrowed down and kind of pointed in the right direction to take advantage of their talents. I think there's a lot of untapped talent in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm going to be sitting down with business owners. We're going to meet with them periodically. These guys got some ideas. They know how to get things done. I really don't think that a lot of times people are taking advantage of that. You know, the more we talk to them, the more ideas we got. They're the guys who are the movers and the shakers. And I believe we can do a whole lot just by sitting down and listening.
I agree with you 100%. And I think that's a great idea. Reaching out to business owners, they'll tell you everything that they think is great and not so great in the city. city, and what we can get together to move more businesses in is really a positive for Rapids. It's a positive for all the citizens in Rapids and for all of us in that whole community. And I live in the Grand Rapids area, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm not very far from Rapids. I appreciate that very much. And like I said, appreciate the fact that you're going to be on the ballot. I know that you and Marilyn worked very hard because I've seen that myself, and I appreciate that too. So thank you so much for sitting down with me. And I appreciate it.
This is a good opportunity to change the city council. Matt Zacker running for mayor. If he wins that, his council seat will be up for grabs. Jay Bemke is not running anymore. It's between Maddie and Jamie Sparks. That's seat number two. And if I can unseat my opponent, there'll be three city council members that are new. Three out of eight. I think we can really move the city forward. So please vote for me, District 4, elections April 2nd.
And early voting starts on Monday the 18th. Make sure you go check that out if you'd like to. And early voting is a good way to get your ballot in there. So you make sure that your vote's going to count, because April 2nd, we don't want you to have a car breakdown, or we don't want something to happen, and we don't want a stupid snowstorm to roll in here. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. And I wish you the best.